This call is being recorded.
Hi, everyone. This is Renee Rentmeester. I'm the creator and executive producer of the Cooking Without Looking TV show. And today we're, of course, doing our podcast. We have a friend of ours. It's Jaren Cook. And you're in Denver, Colorado. How's it going, Jaren?
I'm fantastic. How about yourself, Renee?
I'm great. So what are you up to today?
Not too much. Kind of just hanging out.
Is it snowing in Denver yet?
It snowed the past few days. But today it's supposed to be like 41 or something like that. So the heat wave.
Oh, woo. Get out the swimsuits.
Well,
hey, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay. Well, I was diagnosed with retinitis pigmentosa when I was 3 years old. I was also cross-eyed for a while, so I had to have a muscle surgery to correct that. Then about 15 years ago, I was hit in my left eye with a rock, and it completely...
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it completely took out my vision there. So I've been living with that for a while. And then the past maybe 5 or 6 years, I've been losing a lot of peripheral in my right eye, and my central vision's pretty blurry. Just trying to make the best of every situation, though. You know,
well, how are you dealing with it?
Just trying to, you know, of course, stay positive and not letting it affect anything that I truly love doing in life.
What do you love doing?
Oh, everything. I grew up skateboarding and riding dirt bikes. Of course, I don't skateboard or ride dirt bikes anymore because I kind of don't want to get hurt or hurt anybody else. But I'm actually going to go to school to become a motorcycle mechanic.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, that was a way so I can stay around them and be around them and not be bummed out that I can't ride them anymore.
Right, exactly. Well, what do you do in Denver? Are you a student now, or you're going to be?
Currently, right now, I'm not working. I'm just in a divisional vocational rehabilitation program here provided by the state, and they're teaching me all the ups and ins and outs and downs about basically being blind and independent.
What have you found? I'm sorry, go on.
I'm not able to start school until next semester in August.
What do you find to be the most challenging with your vocational school?
Computers.
Ah.
Yeah, I've never been one to sit down and hang out on the computer so much. I always like being outside and getting dirty.
If you don't mind me asking, how old are you, Jaren?
I am 31.
Wow. So this has been, you know, you often think of, or we often think of people who are blind or visually impaired as older, but you're quite a young man.
It happens. You know, we all come in different shapes and sizes.
Well, do you have any interesting stories that have happened to you because of your blindness?
I get kicked out of bars and restaurants for being drunk a lot.
And oh, no! Well, do you tell them? Do you carry a cane, right?
Sometimes.
Well, do you tell them that it's really that you're blind?
Yeah, and they don't. Not a lot of people believe it. Yeah. Kind of hard, you know, something you can't really prove, because it's also something you can fake a lot, but I promise I'm not faking.
Well, yeah, I know. You know what? Somebody asked me once, well, if someone wants to be on the show, how can you tell that they're really not blind, that they're really blind? And I said, well, you do. You can look at a person. You can often look at a person the way they're walking. Now, even if you don't have a cane, like there, we had one man, he was a chef, he was a blind chef, and he walked, and but basically his vision was like you would be looking through a shower curtain, and he was very careful, but you could tell sort of the way he was moving that he wasn't exactly seeing everything. And I'm sure maybe it's very similar with you. I mean, if you actually look at a person and watch them walk, you know they're not drunk. There's a huge difference between that.
Oh, yeah. It's just the bumping into a chair or something. They think, oh, well, this person must be intoxicated. Because, not a lot of people have been around blind people. So it's hard for them to recognize.
Well, that's true too. Oftentimes most of us haven't been around blind people a lot, and so, yeah, I guess it's your teachable moment with them.
Oh yeah, I try.
Well, so tell us, have you cooked all of your life?
I really started fully cooking when I was 14 or 15 years old. I used to get shipped out to my grandma's house for summer vacations when I was out of school, and I could not stand her cooking.
Wow, there's honesty for you.
Yeah, rest her soul. I miss her to death, but I'm happy I'll never have to taste what she's made again. It's fine. She's in a better place where she was a very religious woman. So she is definitely in a better place now. But she was something else in the kitchen.
So you
it's hard to explain.
She inspired you in an opposite kind of way.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. So that's really when I started cooking, and I started getting a lot better at cooking just a few years ago when I really said, hey, I want this to be better.
So what did you do with your grandma? Did you say, hey, grandma, you sit over here, I'll do the cooking tonight?
Yep, pretty much. I said, you go relax, read your book, and I'll let you know when dinner's ready.
Oh my gosh. So what was your first meal that you ever made?
Steak and macaroni and cheese, I believe it was.
There you go. You were pretty young to make that.
It wasn't too bad as far as I remember.
So what are some of the other things you make, Jaren?
Oh, anything. Except I'm not going to lie, I'm not a very big vegetable person.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, but anything really, from hamburgers to, smoking pork shoulders, steak, chickens, pot roast, name it. I could probably do it.
Are you a person who like goes by the recipe, or are you one that sort of goes by inspiration?
A little of both. Sometimes I'll see a recipe that I kind of like and want to give it a shot, but most of the time I kind of wing it.
Right, right. What's your what was your greatest winging accomplishment?
Oh, there's so many of them. Just recently, I started making pork loin in the crock pot.
Mm-hmm.
And both times that I've made it, it's just fabulous.
What do you put in there with it?
That one is just a simple rib rub made by Famous Dave's. Delicious little pork seasoning. And then basically after that, I just add a beer and some lime and let it cook for probably about 4 hours until it reaches about 145 degrees internally.
Do you use the use a thermometer, a meat thermometer on it?
I do. That has changed the game so much. It has made life so easy.
Really? In what way?
There's no more guesswork. There's no more overcooking or undercooking your steaks or chicken. You can get everything to just perfection.
Do you have a talking thermometer?
I do.
Oh, that's great. Great. Where did you get it?
Amazon.
Oh, yeah. We get everything these days, right?
Yeah, they have them. They're not that expensive either, and I'd recommend them to anybody who's visually impaired or blind that likes to cook. I think it was only $17.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's not expensive at all, and it's truly a game changer. So I highly, what highly are some recommend of the?
Oh, wow. What are some of the other gadgets? Do you use other gadgets in the kitchen?
Magnifying. I don't know where it took off to, somewhere around here. just an electronic magnifier in case I got to read, instructions on a box or something like that.
Sure, sure. What, your sight, how much, what is it like when you are looking through your eyes? What do you see?
I described it as kind of looking through a paper towel roll. With possibly some saran wrap at the end of it.
Ah.
So it's a little better than looking through a straw, but
it's almost like you have everything framed for you.
Yeah.
And do you take public transportation?
I do public transportation.
So tell us about your recipe today.
Okay. It's actually, like I said, extremely simple. Anybody can do it. And in a way, it's kind of cheating. But in a way, it's not. It's a chicken bacon ranch wrap.
Ooh, and that sounds also amazing. Absolutely.
And I'll also give a recipe, one of my favorites, as for a Chipotle ranch to go with it. That's for those who like a little spice and a little tang in their life. But basically what I do is I take frozen chicken tenders or chicken strips, and I highly do not use buffalo because it just comes out not so well in this recipe. But like a honey barbecue or like a home style, from Tyson or Kroger or whatever you got going on, even Walmart brands. And by any means, if you're comfortable cooking chicken on your own, do it. Please do. But this, it's just extremely simple because all you have to do is preheat the oven, throw them in the oven, and pull them out. So after you get your bag of chicken strips, you follow the instructions on the bag. And when you pull them out, you basically lay down a bed of your favorite cheese. Mine personally is Monterey Jack. Add your chicken on, and this is all on tortilla. I don't know if I mentioned that or not.
Oh, no.
Okay, yeah, on a tortilla. extra large if you have them. So that way you got room for error when you're trying to roll it. Sure. So, yeah, cook your chicken, add your favorite cheese, and then when it comes to the bacon, here's the fun part. It is okay to get pre-cooked bacon. Uh-huh. That way you don't have to go, it's another game changer. It is absolutely okay to do the pre-cooked bacon, and if you're comfortable using a pan, you can just throw it in the pan for 30 seconds on each side to heat it up, and it's honestly not bad at all. You would think it would be pretty disgusting, but it really is not. It takes away the hassle of burning it, grease, burning yourself from grease, and absolutely the mess that baking can make.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? I'm one of those people like, oh, no, I have to have real bacon and go through the mess and go through everything. But you're right. You really don't have to. And it does save a lot of just a lot of cleanup, especially.
Yeah. I get yelled at all the time when I make bacon.
clean up. And yeah, so
Yeah, it's absolutely fine.
What about the thought?
Yeah, it's definitely a thought. But if you want to make your own bacon, once again, if you're comfortable doing it, absolutely do it. Yeah, you know, there's really no wrong way. And then after that, just add your favorite ingredients: onion, lettuce, tomatoes. You could put alfalfa sprouts or anything that you truly enjoy, you can throw in there. And then top it all off with, you know, your favorite ranch dressing and, you know, roll it up and enjoy.
That does sound good. I'd love to try that. And it's simple, too. It sounds very simple.
Yeah, it's extremely simple. And like I said, even if you're not very comfortable in the kitchen, it's something really not that difficult, and there's not a whole lot of cleanup. There's not a whole lot of room for error, and it's honestly delicious. It's somewhat healthy, I suppose.
Yeah, you know, you got the chicken for protein, you got the cheese for calcium, and you got the bacon for extra flavor.
Oh yeah, bacon's great flavor.
And you said you had a sauce, a special sauce you make with it?
Absolutely. I like spicy foods.
Mm-hmm.
So as with Chipotle Ranch, all you have to do is get a little can of Chipotle chili peppers. They just come in little small cans. Take a couple of those out and finely dice them, chop them up, make sure they're really fine. And if you have a blender or one of those bullets or anything like that, that makes life a lot easier as well. And then take a spoonful or two of the adobo sauce that the peppers come in and mix it up inside of your ranch. And it makes a wonderful little Chipotle ranch sauce.
Ooh, that does sound good. And you put it inside or outside or either one or both?
You put it inside the wrap, yes. I said, it's super, super, super simple and extremely flavorful and delicious.
So what kind of cooking advice would you give to anyone who's blind or visually impaired?
Don't burn yourself. The advice I believe I would have, and I get this from a YouTuber named Sam the Cooking Guy.
Uh-huh.
You don't have to make everything from scratch. It's okay to cheat and get frozen chicken or pre-made hamburger patties or anything like that. You don't have to make your own ranch from sour cream and buttermilk. You can go to the store and buy it. It's okay. You don't have to bake your own bread all the time.
Right. Well, you see, that's a great tip, and that's a great tip to use for anybody, whether you're sighted or blind or, you know, visually impaired or what. That's a great tip. And you know what? It's sort of assuages some of my guilt because I like to make things from scratch, and I always think, oh, you know, that's the best, but you're right. You really don't. You know, relax a little.
Yeah. I mean, I enjoy making things from scratch as well, like biscuits or crescent rolls, but it's so much easier to go and get Pillsbury.
Oh, exactly. You make crescent rolls from scratch?
Yeah.
How do you do that, Jaren?
It's basically Let's see. I got the recipe somewhere hidden. It's just some flour, egg, and your typical dough style, sugar, salt. And you basically roll it out and butter it and, you know, throw a sausage in there. I'd have to find the recipe. I don't know where it's at, where the book is.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You don't have to find the recipe now. I just thought, like, I've never known anyone to make crescent rolls from scratch. That's one thing I allow myself. I just hit that Pillsbury and those little poppin' freshes
yeah.
And do that.
It's a lot easier. That way you don't have to sit there for an hour mixing and making sure all your ingredients are to exact measurement.
Oh, my God. I know. Well, what are you? Do you like baking or cooking better?
I like cooking better.
Yeah, you don't have to be as exacting with cooking, right?
No. It feels like a pinch. Pinch of salt and pepper. That's a good enough pinch. But, I mean, I enjoy cooking a lot of things. One of my favorite things to eat is hamburgers. And as challenging as that sounds for a blind person or a visually impaired person to make, it's honestly not. I mean, I got a couple tips and tricks, but I'm sure we can go over that another day.
Well, give us a couple tips or tricks with your hamburgers.
Okay. So I like smash burgers a lot. Basically, you just ball up, about a third a pound of ground beef, and you ball it up, and hopefully that you have a cast iron skillet or nonstick. Throw some oil down, you got it, or heat the pan, of course, and then throw some oil down and throw your ball into the pan and smash it down with a couple spatulas, and hopefully that you have just a flat, smooth spatula, so that way the meat doesn't go through any cracks or crevices. And if you can see a little bit, I have to kind of find the right angle, but the juices will start coming out of the top, and that's how you know it's ready to be flipped. But if you cannot see it at all, you can kind of touch the center of it, and if you feel the juices, it's ready to be flipped. And don't be scared, it won't be that hot. Might be warm,
right,
but it won't burn you.
So you actually just touch the burger.
Yep. Just see if there's moisture in it. And you could definitely feel the difference between when it's still dry and moist, of course.
Oh, and then, that's a great tip.
Yep. Once you flip it, you give it about 5 or 10 seconds, and then add your favorite cheese. And as soon as your cheese is melted, your burger is done.
Wow, that's a great one, and especially I like that tip, feeling for the moisture in it, feeling for the liquid. I've never thought about doing that actually.
Well, that's why I'm here today.
That's right. That's why we pay you the minimum bucks, right?
Yeah, that's correct. So nobody out there get jealous.
Well, Jaron, what kind of thoughts do you have ending up now? What kind of thoughts do you have for other people who are blind or visually impaired out there, or for sighted people that you'd like to get across?
Don't give up. Yeah, life's too short to have to worry about just one thing. If you worry about the big picture, you're just worrying too much. Just don't give up. Just continue on. Just because you ran into a tree doesn't mean you can't walk around it. You don't have to do it again.
Right.
I mean, all of us.
That's good advice.
When we're losing our vision, we all get a little discouraged and possibly depressed. There's no point to feel that way. Find something you love and make sure you love doing it and continue doing it no matter what it is.
Well, that's good advice for anyone, Jaron. And if anyone wants to reach out to you, how do they contact you?
Facebook. Just okay, my name, so Jaron.
Jaron, and then Koch.
Yep, that's it.
Well, that sounds also great. Thank you. I'm sorry.
One more thing. If you guys want to follow or see more recipes or pictures of my work, you can go on Facebook and look up Chef's Paradise. And I'm always on there posting pictures and recipes, and a bunch of us do. So go and check that page out.
Cool. I'm going to do that. As soon as we're done, I'm going to go take a look at that, Jaron. Well, thank you so much for being on with us today. I truly enjoyed it, and I'm going to try those smash burgers. I love hamburgers as well. This has been Renee Rentmeester, creator, executive producer of the Cooking Without Looking TV show. If you want to reach out to us, it's www.cookingwithoutlookingtv.wordpress.com. And you can listen to the podcast on iTunes, Pandora, Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts. And thank you so much and have a wonderful day.
You do the same.
Okay, Jaron. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.